Good morning. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas as we gather together on this day to remember and celebrate the birth of our Savior. It's good to be together in God's house today as we remember the great lengths God was willing to go to rescue us, His people. This morning we have a service of readings and singing. I'm going to encourage you to follow along your bulletin closely. The times that we sing will be unannounced, so you'll want to pay attention to those times this morning. As we gather together to worship, we acknowledge that God Himself is with us. And if you're able, would you please stand to receive His greeting today? Friends in Christ, our help is in the name of the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. He is here with us and He greets us with these words. Grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Amen. As God has greeted us, please take a few moments to greet each other on this Christmas morning. Please join me in a responsive reading for our call to worship. Good Christian friends, rejoice. Today your Lord comes in love and power, in grace and truth, offering hope and peace.
Christ is born today. Hallelujah.
This promised one, mighty though small, is our hope, our strength, and our life.
Christ is born today. Hallelujah.
In hope, let us worship God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's sing together.
Good morning. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus into our world. The time of anticipation is done, and the time of celebration is here. The Word is flesh. Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. From the sin of Adam until Jesus, we were isolated from God. The Word became flesh, addressed our isolation caused by our own sin. Jesus took on human flesh, lived a perfect life, laid down His life on Good Friday, and powerfully rose from the grave on Easter. Today, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Through Christ the Word, our isolation from God has been fixed forever. Today, we celebrate the wonderful works of our loving God. Merry Christmas.
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat the dust of all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To Adam he said, "Because you have listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Though through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return."
The angel of the Lord called to Abram from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sands on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me."
Come on Christmas night, come to set us free.
Halle, hallelujah.
Halle, hallelujah. Halle, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Set us free.
everywhere a joyful noise, come to set us free.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, come to set us free.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For us the child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Be it to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
One day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver. Sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you
days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Stable, so sorry.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'" When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it had stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to worship him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
would bow your heads and join me in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you bridged the gap that existed between us when we were unable to do so. Lord, we thank you that despite our sin and our isolation, you loved us so much that while we were still dead in our sin, you humbled yourself. You became a child. You endured the frustrations and humiliations of life in a sin-stained world so that we could be redeemed. Lord Jesus, thank you for making your dwelling among us. And we pray, Lord, that as we remember this Christmas day, as we remember what you have done, that our hearts would be filled with joy and that our lives would be transformed as we seek to live in accordance with your will. Father, thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for the work you continue to do by your Spirit to draw us nearer to you. Lord, we thank you today for those who've participated in reminding us of the history of you with your people, how we fell away from you, how you promised to redeem us, how you spoke to Mary, how you sent your Son. And we thank you, Lord, that his work continues as we worship you today, as we visit with family and friends, as we work in our world, as we witness for others. Father, we pray that our lives would be part of this ongoing story of your work to bring humankind back to yourself.